Unless you work uptown, you probably haven't heard of Charlotte's Overstreet Mall. It's a network of storefronts inside several high-rises, connected by sky bridges. It started in the late 70s as a way for workers to get around, and it's grown along with uptown. You can walk from 2nd and Tryon to 6th and College without going outside. That's 5 blocks. Much of the walkway is lined with restaurants and coffee shops that bustle with activity during the day. Scattered among the eateries are a drugstore, a dry cleaner, bike and shoe repair shops, and a place called the Beehive. Teresa Farson has owned the eclectic gift shop with her sister for nearly 3 decades. She says the mall has changed a lot over that time.
When we started out 28 years ago, it was a lot more retail, mostly retail in this mall, which was great, and we've slowly seen it transition into mainly food.
Part of the reason that's happened, Farson thinks, is the mall is hard to find if you don't work in one of Uptown's high-rises.
People have a very hard time, and even if they try to Google us and everything, still being inside, they have a hard time finding us.
You can get to the Overstreet Mall from a number of buildings, the BB&T Center, Bank of America Plaza, the Hearst Tower, and the Epicenter, but some of the entrances aren't marked at all. The easiest way to get to the Beehive, for instance, is by walking into nondescript doors set back from Trade Street between Bank of America Plaza and the Omni Hotel. It looks like the entrance to an office building. And there's a reason for that, says Charlotte's Center City Partners CEO Michael Smith.
The 70s and 80s were a really tough period for great walkable urban space. That pedestrian scale just went away.
That's left us with some blocks of uptown that are windowless at street level. In addition to the lack of pedestrian-friendly storefront space, the thriving uptown restaurant scene prices out many retailers. Some restaurants will pay up to twice as much as shops would for prime locations. Retailers can get just as much business and pay less rent outside of uptown. According to Center City Partners, their absence leaves an unmet demand for retail uptown of as much as $120 million. But the group has a plan it hopes will change that.
The work's really just beginning. Our consultants gave us a really nice snapshot of the retail in Uptown and South End. They made some specific recommendations.
Smith recently presented the Charlotte City Council with these recommendations for growing the Uptown retail market. It'll take more than 10 years to reach some of the goals. Converting high-rise facades to accommodate street-level retail space and luring national retailers such as Target. But smaller changes could happen more quickly. The plan suggests creating a business incubator where local companies would share space. It also calls for kiosks and pop-up retail on Tryon Street's busy sidewalks.
There's no one thing that we can do to create this healthy, robust economy. And the beauty of retail, when it's done right, it's a reflection of your community. It's a way that you're able to quickly understand and assess a place.
To help facilitate this uptown retail renaissance, Smith says a few things need to change. Current uptown zoning ordinances call for any new construction to include street-level activation, but he thinks there should be more specific language that calls for retail space. The city will also have to keep parking for retail customers in mind. These recommendations are now being reviewed by the city's Economic Development Committee. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Charlotte.